رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف. Dear Islamic brothers, whenever you enter a masjid, upon remembering, make the intention of nafil i'tikaf, because as long as you stay in the masjid, you will keep obtaining the reward of nafil i'tikaf. Remember, by Sharia, it is not allowed to eat, drink and sleep in the masjid. But if one makes the intention of i'tikaf, he will be allowed to do these acts in the masjid. It is also important that one should make the intention of i'tikaf. They should not make it only to eat and drink, but to make the intention to earn reward. It is stated that if someone wants to eat, drink or sleep in the masjid, he should make the intention of i'tikaf, make some zikr, and then eat and drink and sleep. Inshallah. The Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, there will be no shade on the day of judgment except for the throne of Allah azza wa jal. Three persons will remain beneath the shade of the divine throne. It was humbly asked, O beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who will be those people? The Rasul of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the one who relieves the distress of my ummati, the one who revives my sunnah, and the one who recites salat upon me abundantly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. My dear Islamic brothers, before listening to the bayan, let's make good intentions for attaining rewards. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the intention of a believer is better than his action. Without a good intention, no reward is granted for a good deed. So the more righteous intentions one makes, the greater reward he will attain. So make intention that lowering my eyes, I will listen to the bayan attentively. Instead of resting against the wall, etc., I will sit in tashahud position for as long as possible. I will try to practice upon whatever I learn and to teach it to others. Like this, the more intentions you make, the more sawab you will receive. Today's topic, inshallah azawajal, is the question of why don't we fear? Why we don't have the divine fear? So let's listen, inshallah azawajal. It has been narrated about Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi that his back had been bent in his youth when he was young. So people tried to find the cause of it many times, but he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gave no reply. So one of his students had been looking for the opportunity to ask the reason for this. And finally one day, he found the opportunity to ask. So at first, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi did not give any reply. But when the student continuously insisted, then he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied like this. He said, when one of my teachers, who was one of the great Islamic scholars, and from whom I gained the knowledge of arts and sciences in many disciplines, was about to depart this life. And he said to me, O Sufyan, do you know what has happened to me? I have persuaded people to obey merciful Allah Azza wa Jal, and keep away from sins for 50 years. But regretfully, today I am about to die. If Allah Azza wa Jal deprives or drives me out of his court by saying that you are not eligible to come into my court. Allahu Akbar. Having heard this from his teacher, what happened? My back got broken out of fear. His back got broken out of fear. And he continues to say, the noise of its cracking was also heard by the people who were present there at that time. And I kept weeping out of fear of my merciful Rabb. Even blood started to appear in my urine and I fell ill. Allahu Akbar. When I fell seriously ill, I went to a non-Muslim Hakim. At first, he could not diagnose my illness. Then he carefully examined my face and checked my pulse and said, after thinking for a while, currently, I think there will be no young man like him among Muslims whose liver has been ruptured out of divine fear. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, from the above mentioned parable, it has become obvious that the hearts of the pious bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal were always filled with divine fear. Their acts of standing, sitting, walking, in short, every day and night were spent in pondering over the hereafter. Because they would give no importance to the world at all in comparison to the hereafter. Their hearts were filled with so much divine love that they only wanted the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Their hearts were filled with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal to such an extent that the horrible scenes of the Day of Judgment remain in their sight all the time. But alas, today, due to the curse of sins, we do not have divine fear in our hearts. It means that we have decided, or rather sworn an oath, that we will not come onto the right path. Allahu Akbar. We remain inflexible. No matter how many ayats about torments, how many blessed ahadith about warnings for sins, and parables of terrible ends, bad ends of sinners are told, we listen inattentively. We look here and there, not paying attention. Perhaps it is due to the sins that our hearts have become so rusty that no advice has any effect on us. Remember, if we fearlessly spend our lives committing sins, in the same way, Allah Azza wa Jal forbid, we might be raised with the sinners on the Day of Judgment, who are spending their lives disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam and keeping away from the righteous deeds. Such people will be deprived of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment. Due to sins, their faces will grow dark. Allahu Akbar. These people will keep on running here and there on the Day of Judgment, but no one will help and support them. The state has been mentioned in ayah 33 to 37 of Surah Abbas, part 30, translation from Kanzul Iman. Then, when the deafening shout will arrive, that is the blowing of the trumpet, the deafening shout will arrive, on that day man will flee from his own brother, and from his mother and father, and from his wife and sons. On that day, each one has just one concern, which is sufficient for him. Allahu Akbar. That his criminals will be dragged to hell. It is stated in Ayah 86 of Surah Maryam, part 16, translation from Kanzul Iman. And will drive the criminals toward hell, thirsty. Allahu Akbar. Painful torment will be inflicted upon such sinners in hell. It is stated in Ayah 27 of Surah Yunus, part 11, translation from Kanzul Iman. And for those who earned evils, the recompense of evil is its equivalence, and humiliation will cover them. They will have no one to save them from Allah. And if their faces are covered with segments of the dark night, that is covered with darkness, it is they who are the people of the fire, and they will remain in there forever. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, from these blessed ayat, it has become obvious that no one amongst mother, father, children, brothers, best friends will help you on the day of judgment. Those who commit sins in the world, Allahu Akbar, such unfortunate people will be dragged to hell. Hell will be made the abode of such sinners forever. Of those people, if they lose their iman, this is what is their condition. My dear Islamic brothers, let's wake up to the fact. After listening to the state of what will happen to the sinners, we should spend our life performing good deeds and repent for our sins. Alas, in our society, people commit sins secretly, day and night, due to the fear of their friends and family members, by thinking that they might not know about their sins. But they do not fear Allah Azza wa Jal, who is fully aware of our conditions all the time, even in the darkness of the night. Allahu Akbar. Further, while committing sins, we do not even have the fear of the fact that on the day of judgment, we will have to read from our book of deeds all the sins that we have done in front of all the people on the day of judgment. So do not think about that, my dear Islamic brothers. And even those people will be there who respected us, who gave us importance in the world. They all will come to know what sins we have done, because we cannot hide on that day, my dear Islamic brothers. If only we have divine fear of Allah now, in order to stay away from this disgrace and shame of that time that will come. May Allah bless us with success in protecting ourselves from committing sins, and may we become the ones who spend every moment performing virtuous deeds. May we also become the ones who always remember the frightful day of judgment. If we are also blessed with this divine fear, inshallah, by virtue of its blessings, we will develop the mindset to protect ourselves from sins. Our pious predecessors, they spend their days and nights performing good deeds. Every part of their body used to be filled with the fear and devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal. Even they would not consider their deeds to be sufficient and would weep bitterly in the divine fear. My dear Islamic brothers, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he saw Sayyidina Sa'adun Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi at Meqab Jibana, and he asked him about his condition. So he replied, O Malik, what will be the condition of the person whose morning and evening get spent in such a long journey in which there are no provisions, and he will be summoned to appear in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, who does justice to his bondsmen? So having said this, he started crying loudly. So Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said, he wants to know, what is the reason for your weeping? And he replied, I am neither weeping for the greed of the world, nor due to the fear of death and trouble, but rather I am weeping for the day on which I could not perform any good deed. I swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, lack of virtuous deeds, difficulty in achieving salvation, and tough stages of the hereafter have made me weep. I do not know whether I will go to paradise or hell. Allahu Akbar. After hearing this conversation, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, the people consider you mad. So how did he reply? He replied, you have also fallen prey to deception like the worldly people. I possess no attribute of the dwellers of paradise, but the devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal has penetrated into my heart, veins, flesh, blood and bones. I am lost in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. அல்லாஹ் அக்பர் சுப்ஹானல்லாஹ் ஸல்லு அலல் ஹபீப் ஸல்லல்லாஹு தஆலா அலா முஹம்மத் ஸல்லல்லாஹு அலைஹி வஸல்லம் ஸலாது வஸலாம் அலைக யா சையதி யா ஹபீபி யா ரசூலுல்லாஹ் அதிய இஸ்லாமிக் பிரதர்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் பேரபிள் இட் இஸ் பிகம் ஆப்வியஸ் தட் அவர் பயஸ் ப்ரீடிசெசர்ஸ் வுட் வீப் அபண்டன்ட்லி அவுட் ஆஃப் த டிவைன் ஃபியர் டிஸ்பைட் பீங் பிஸி பெர்ஃபார்மிங் குட் டீட்ஸ் ஆல் த டைம் they would not consider their deeds to be sufficient. But what is our condition? Firstly, we do not perform good deeds. Secondly, if we perform the good deeds, we try our best to show them to the people. We show them to the people so that they can admire us. This is our condition. Remember, the act which is done due to showing off will not be accepted at all. The act that is done due to showing off will not be accepted at all. Hence we should concentrate on our intention thoroughly before every virtuous deed, so that we may know whether we are doing it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, or for getting wealth, or for any other worldly benefit. Unfortunately, nowadays, there is no sincerity in our acts of worship. We offer salah so that people call us namazis, salah offering people. We give sadaqah and charity so that our act of generosity becomes famous amongst the people. We desire to be called haji sahab after performing Hajj and Umrah. We quarrel over petty issues at home, but behave well with the outsiders to become famous as well-mannered people. Allahu Akbar, this is our reality. Remember, Allah Azza wa Jal forbid, if the righteous deed that we have considered as provisions for our hereafter, or that is our source of salvation throughout our life, are destroyed due to showing off, we'll be left with nothing. The only thing is the longing and disgrace on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Let's listen to two sayings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the fragrance of paradise can be smelled from a distance of 500 years travel. From 500 years distance travel, you can smell the fragrance of Jannah. But the one who seeks the world with the hereafter deeds will not be able to have it. Second hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah Azza wa Jal will disgrace the one who performs deeds for fame. Allah Azza wa Jal will torment the one who performs deeds for showing off. My dear Islamic brothers, the showing off person will not even have the fragrance of paradise. Such a bad practicing person will be insulted and disgraced on the day of judgment and will suffer great torment from Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, one can get fame and benefits from showing off in the world, but there will be no reward for such deeds in the hereafter. Thus, get this desire of wanting people to praise you. Get this desire out of your heart. And keep in mind the times and horrors of the grave and the hereafter, and the severe punishments of hell. Perform deeds only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and make the life history of our pious predecessors a source of guidance in every part of our life. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by virtue of its blessing, you will attain the divine fear. You know, stating the righteous deeds of the muqarrab people of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Muqarrab is the beloved people of Allah Azza wa Jal. A pious man, he said, those people that despite performing virtuous deeds abundantly would remain terrified by his hidden plan. But you are fearless despite committing abundant sins. He said, those blessed personalities would weep despite performing virtuous deeds. But you laugh even despite being idle. Allahu Akbar. Those people would worship the whole night despite being ill and you keep sleeping despite being healthy. They would follow the right path, but you are running on the path leading to the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Okay, Islamic brothers. Surely we have become non-practicing Muslims today. We have lost the divine fear and absolutely stopped following the ways of our pious predecessors. And we ourselves are engrossed in the modern fashions and the modern ways of this world. And what is the consequences of wearing these impermissible fashions these days? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, on the night of Mi'raj, I saw some men whose skins were being cut with fire scissors. Scissors made of fire. I asked, who are they? Jibreel Amin alayhi salam replied, these people would adorn themselves with impermissible things. Further, he says, I saw a foul smelling pit from which the noise and outcry was being heard. I asked, who are they? It was replied, these are the women who would adorn themselves with impermissible things. Allahu Akbar, dear Islamic brothers. Look at the punishment. We should be having fear in our heart about these things that's going to happen. Of what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has told us. Sayyidina Burayda radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, parents of the one who recited the Quran and learnt it and acted upon it will be made to wear the crown of Noor. Those shining will be like the sun, and his parents will be made to wear two garments, the price of which this world cannot pay. Thereupon they will ask, why have we been given to wear these dresses? They will be told, because of your children holding the Holy Quran firmly, that he have recited, learned, and acted upon the Holy Quran. How fortunate are those parents who send their children to become Hafiz al-Quran, or to become Alim-e-Deen, or to become Muftis. Those are the fortunate ones. Why? It is stated in the blessed hadith, undoubtedly Allah Azza wa Jal will elevate the rank of the righteous person in paradise. He will say, oh my Rabb, how have I got this rank? Allah Azza wa Jal will say, your son has made dua for your forgiveness. My dear Islamic brothers, those who have these type of children, if we instill these values in them, and what about those unwise parents who send their children to these modern places of immorality and immodesty? What about those parents themselves who are not concerned about reforming themselves? What will be their condition when they pass away? Will their children be making dua for them? Have they been taught this on how to do that? Or busy engrossed in the immoralities and immodesty about the world? My dear Islamic brothers, as you can see, the sins that has been happening. But Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami is busy protecting Muslims from sins and taking them to the virtuous path all over the world. It is busy making efforts in presenting call towards righteousness in approximately 104 departments in order to propagate this Madani activity further. And this activity, one of them is Madani in Amat. The main aim of this Majlis Madani in Amat is to make Islamic brothers and sisters and the students of Jamiatul Madina and Madrasatul Madina practicing, and to motivate them to act upon Madani in Amat. Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Lama Maulana Abu Bilal Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, has stated, may all the Islamic brothers and sisters act upon these Madani in Amat along with acting upon Fard and Sunan acts, and all the responsible brothers of Dawat-e-Islami motivate these Madani in Amat to their areas, cities, and villages. So that every Muslim practices them sincerely for the betterment of their grave and hereafter, and attains the greatest reward of being in the neighborhood of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus by the grace of Almighty Allah azza wa jal. So let's make intention that we will not only try to act upon Madani Namaz ourselves, but we will also motivate others to do so as well. Inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal also bless us with divine fear and enable us to make true repentance. Dear Islamic brothers, we must repent in the court of Allah azza wa jal. If you sincerely repent, He will accept our repentance. Cheerfully and sincerely repent for your sins and practice on good deeds, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal grant us tawfiq to practice upon whatever we have heard and learned and to teach it to others. Ameen. Bi jahi nabi ameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله مبلغ